Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, neighbors. Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal, Jingles. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, the whole wheat cereal that's Melba toasted for richer flavor, extra crispness.
Today, Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, the world's only Melba toasted whole wheat cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Bullets at Iron Mountain. Boys and girls, if you haven't entered Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest, don't put it off another minute. Write telling us why you think your favorite high school football team should be Kellogg's guests at the Orange Bowl game. You can win the big first prize. You go to the Orange Bowl, take the team with you. You get a $1,000 U.S. savings bond. The school gets $2,500 cash. Be sure to read the simple rules on the Kellogg's Pep and Corn Flakes packages. And keep listening to this program for more details. You can win. Sometimes in the rough, tough days of the Old West, it seemed that there were more lawbreakers than honest citizens. And sometimes, when outlaws completely took over a town, the honest folks would send for United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles to restore the balance. That's what caused Wild Bill and Jingles to be dodging bullets at Iron Mountain.
Just take me another little nap.
You won't have time, Jingles. We'll be getting off shortly.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll get the rest of the sandwiches out of my suitcase and eat them now. I wanted to be sure I had enough for the whole trip.
You just ate four sandwiches.
Yeah, I know. I told you I was trying to make them last, so I only ate four. Hand me my suitcase, please.
Next up, Peabody Junction. Peabody Junction next.
Peabody Junction? Oh, Bill, now there ain't no town with a name like that, is there?
There sure is, Jingles. I think that's where we get off.
Peabody Junction next, gents.
Say, conductor, isn't that where we get off to go to Iron Mountain?
Yep, there's a trail from Peabody Junction to Iron Mountain. You figure on walking up there? It's nigh on to 30 miles.
No, we've got our horses in the baggage car.
Then you get off at Peabody Junction.
Peabody Junction? Who was hammer-headed enough to name a town that?
Now, look here. The president of this here railroad you're riding on is named Elias J. Peabody. Does that answer your question, Bob?
Yes, it does. Elias J. Peabody was hammer-headed enough to name a town Peabody Junction, and don't call me Bub Pop.
What's the matter with you, Jingles? How come you're on the prod?
I'm having trouble with these dad-burned suitcases, and I don't like that old goat snapping at me.
Can't say I like your attitude, neither. Especially since I never met you, and I hope I never do again.
I'll apologize for him, conductor. I'm U.S. Marshal Hickok, and this is my deputy, Jingle Jones.
He's a big one, ain't he? Look at the size of the boots he wears.
Them ain't my boots. Got my feet stuck in the suitcases, and the spurs are caught.
I got some advice for you, Jingles. You better climb out of them suitcases. The train's stopping right now.
Oh, you and your advice. What do you think I'm trying to do?
Got some advice for you, too, Marshal Hickok. If you're planning on going to Iron Mountain...
Yeah, what's that?
Don't go. All out for Peabody Junction. Peabody Junction, next.
Peabody Junction. Iron Mountain. We wind up in the darndest places. Bill, help me get these suitcases off before I have to go walking down the main street of Peabody Junction like I'm wearing snowshoes. Just Take it easy, Joker. Take it easy. Now, Buckshot didn't make any fuss at all when he walked right down here off the train.
You better get him calmed down and get him off there. This here train pulls out in exactly 1 minute. Mr. Peabody likes to have his railroad run on time.
You tell Mr. Peabody that I don't give a hoot about his railroad, his junction, or him either. All this fussing around has got Joker all upset. You're the conductor. You throw him off the train.
Here, let me do it, partner. Come on now, Joker. Easy, boy. Easy.
Well, I'll be. Now, why couldn't I do that? Come on, Joker. Now, let me into that saddle and let's ride out of Peabody Junction for good.
You still figuring on riding to Iron Mountain?
We sure are. Got business up there.
I said it once and I say it again. Don't go.
Oh! You know, I don't like the way he keeps saying that. Must be trouble at Iron Mountain.
There is, Jingles. Plenty of trouble.
Why are we headed there? Now, you know I don't like trouble.
We got a good friend who's right in the middle of all the trouble, Jingles.
Who's that?
Jim Carlin. You remember him. Used to publish the paper back home.
Yeah, real nice guy. But he used to make a lot of people mad because he used to publish things about him that were true.
Still doing the same thing, and I guess some of the folks in Iron Mountain don't like it. Get up there, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker. Let's go find out how deep a hole Jim's got himself into. Gummit Bill, here we are, plumb to Iron Mountain, and you still ain't told me just what kind of a fix Jim Carlin's got himself into.
Well, Jim's putting out a special election edition of his paper this afternoon. He wants us to help him deliver the papers to every voter in town.
Bill, we came all this way just to deliver papers?
Well, it seems there's a few gents in town who don't want the paper delivered.
Oh, I get it. Like maybe the mayor and the sheriff and some of the aldermen, huh?
That's the idea. Every official in this town is in cahoots with Slick Randall. He's the mayor. Jim's got all the evidence in this issue of the paper.
And his honor, the mayor and all the crooks that help him run the town figure they might not get reelected, huh?
It's a cinch they won't if the voters get a look at that paper. Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker, whoa. Darn it, that slug was an inch from the end of my nose.
That's where I aimed it, big boy.
Huh?
Could just as easy have been plumb center.
What's the big idea? You don't even know who we are.
I don't, huh? That's Wild Bill Hickok, and you're his deputy, Jingles.
Yeah.
And I know why you're here, too. The telegram you got from Jim Carlin was also delivered to the mayor.
Well, Slick Randall has his hand in everything around here, doesn't he?
He sure does. The mayor don't like strangers poking their noses into his business. He sent me down to meet you personal and see that you turned around and rode right out of town.
And what if we don't?
I'm real handy with a six-gun. Ask your partner.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. He's real good with it. Let's don't start anything, huh?
Maybe you're right. Well, I guess we'll just...
Jump him, Jingle! Hey, let go!
Give me that gun before you hurt somebody.
Let go of me.
Hang on to it, Bill. Take that cannon away from him.
Drop it and drop it in a hurry.
Look out, Bill. The gun's pointing right at you.
Say, how would you like to have all your friends cheering for you, shouting your name with joy? It'd be great, wouldn't it? Great to win Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest. First prize is an all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you, plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for the contest on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Kellogg's Pep, or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a 3-day all-expense-paid trip. fly both ways on a Delta CNS Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float at the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown up. Hurry and enter today. When Wild Bill and Jingles were told by Mayor Slick Randall's gunman to leave town, Bill suddenly jumped the man and grabbed his gun hand. As the two wrestled for the gun, the man slowly turned the muzzle toward Bill and pulled the trigger.
I pushed it out of the way, Jingles. Thanks for warning me.
You scared me half to death. Now stop fooling around with him and take his gun away.
I ain't letting go of it.
I guess I'll have to toss you around a little. Up you go!
Hey!
Well, that did it. You got his gun, Bill.
Now get up, mister.
That's an awful big groan, but I don't think Bill hurt you that much.
I hope not. I want you to deliver a message for me.
What kind of a message?
You go find his honor, the mayor, and tell him his little stunt didn't work.
Don't worry. I'll tell him. And Slick ain't gonna like it.
I think maybe you're right.
Hey, I hear most of Slick's gun hands are officers or one kind of another. Now, what's your job in this here town?
I'm the chief of police.
Bill, now I begin to see why it's so important to get the paper delivered to the voters here in Iron Mountain.
And you can see why the mayor and his gang don't want it delivered.
I sure can.
According to what Jim Cullen told me, Slick Randall promised to do something drastic if he tried to put out the paper.
According to what I've heard about Slick Randall, drastic is the mayor's middle name.
Yeah, and speaking of Randall, there's his honor now. Right in front of the newspaper office.
Well, looks like he's got his gang with him. There's that phony chief of police. Those others must be the aldermen or something.
A fine bunch of city officials. Any other town, they'd all be in jail.
And here they got the law on their side.
Not all the law, Jingles. Remember, we carry badges, too. Pooh, now, Buckshot.
Pooh, Joker. Ooh.
Well, if it isn't Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles.
That's right. Who are you?
My name's Randall, mayor of Iron Mountain.
That's what I figured.
Is this an outdoor meeting of the town council?
Can't see whether that's any business of yours. You're not citizens of this town.
No, and we don't figure to give the town much business either. We got better places to spend our money than in your saloons and faro games.
And maybe you better stand them horses and head for some town that ain't so lively. We won't miss you at all during the excitement of tomorrow's election.
You know, Jingles, I'm getting kind of tired of sitting in this saddle. What do you say we get out and stretch our legs?
That's a good idea.
I'm warning you, Hickok. Stay out of that newspaper office. And you and Jingles get out of town.
You don't scare me, Slick. If Jim Carlin's got nerve enough to tell the people about you polecats in his paper, I'm backing him up.
That's right, and we're going to see that the paper gets delivered to every voter in the town.
All right, boys, let him have it.
Anybody else want to try reaching for a six gun? No takers, Bill.
Both of you Jaspers are too fast for me.
Fine bunch of gun hands.
What right you got to talk, Slick? You got your gun arm tore up before you could pull a trigger.
All right, fight it out later. Jingles, pick up the guns while I keep them covered.
That'll be a pleasure.
All right, Hickok. You win this hand. But remember what I said about that paper.
Keep quiet, Randall. You got all the guns, Jingles?
Sure have, Bill.
All right, now you coyotes get on your way. And stay away from this newspaper office.
Let's go, men. Well, we'll come back, Hickok. And we'll know where to find you when we do.
Ooh-wee, I wouldn't live in this town for $1,000,000. Not with that bunch of sidewinders running the place.
Come on, Jingles. Let's go in and say hello to Jim Carlin. Well, looks like we got here before any damage was done. Still, still running the printing press.
Yeah, he's got a real big stack of papers all finished.
Shut off a minute, Jim.
Well, Wild Bill and Jingles. Man, am I glad to see you.
You should have known we was in town when you heard all the shooting outside.
What shooting? This press makes so much noise, I wouldn't hear a war.
Well, Bill and I took a little skin off the mare and put a couple of slugs through the chief of police's hat.
They invited us to leave town, but we turned them down.
Yeah, they cooled off sort of fast when the lead started flying.
That's not so good, Bill. I knew they were waiting for me outside, but now that you've called their hand, they're liable to come back with reinforcements and start a real war.
You know that's right, Bill.
And the three of us can't hold off Randall and all his gun hands.
Then we'll beat him to the draw. How many more papers you got to run off, Jim?
Just a couple of hundred. Then we got to find some way to get them around town.
We'll do that, all right.
I got a buckboard around in back. We can start loading papers into that.
Good. Now, Jingles, take the horses around in back, then we'll load up that buckboard. We'll deliver a paper to every house in Iron Mountain.
This is going too well to suit me, Bill. Randall and his crew should have tried to stop us before we left the office.
I'll bet them snakes have got some kind of a dirty trick cooked up for us.
That's why we're sitting back here on the tailgate, Jingles.
With our guns ready and three boxes of ammunition. But I'll still be glad when this is all over, Bill.
Okay. We'll start throwing out papers down here at the foot of Main Street and then just drive up and down every street in town.
Hey, Bill. A couple of fellas just dodged behind that store building when they saw us coming.
Yeah, I saw them. There's two more on the roof of that hotel.
But, Bill, we're going to be bushwhacked.
Sure looks that way.
Oh. Hey, Bill, here comes a bunch of riders around the corner. Must be 20 of them.
That's too many. Turn this buckboard around and run for it, Jim. Jingles and I'll hold them off.
Okay. Get around there. Get up.
Lie down flat, Jingles. If they start shooting, open up on them.
Open up on them, he says. 20 of them and two of us. That figures out to a lot more bullets coming than there are going.
Duck them off, partner.
How would you like to be the biggest, most popular hero or heroine your neighborhood ever had? Wouldn't that be wonderful? You bet. And listen, here's how it can happen and happen to you. Enter Kellogg's exciting new Orange Bowl contest. First prize is an all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you, plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for the contest on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Kellogg's Pep, or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a three-day all-expense-paid trip. Fly both ways on a Delta CNS Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float in the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. So hurry and get several entries in the mail. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown up. Get busy and enter today. Wild Bill, Jingles, and Jim Carlin started out in the buckboard to deliver the papers. But before they started, they were charged by a group of gun-toting riders. Turning to run before the gunmen, they found themselves in the middle of a thundering battle racing through the streets of Iron Mountain.
How are you doing, Bill?
Fine. They don't seem to close in as long as we keep shooting.
I'll bet this is the fastest anybody ever went around a paper route. Hey, Bill, they're getting close again. That moved them back. They just don't like that flying lad at all.
Hey, am I supposed to deliver papers while we're tearing through town like this?
No, I got a better idea. Just keep driving around till everybody in town has seen us. Then head for the town hall.
Bill, are you crazy? That's where Randall's having his big political rally tonight.
I know it. We might as well get everybody in town to turn out for it.
Off again, Jingle.
Look at him hauling them horses.
That's a good idea, Bill. With all this shooting tearing around, we'll attract a bigger crowd than we could with a parade and a brass band. Come to town hall, everybody. Come to town hall.
Let him have it, Jingle. It's good advertising.
Come to town hall, everybody. Come to town hall.
Thank you.
and Grasshopper's Bill, everybody in town must be here.
Yeah, including Randall, the chief of police, and a dozen deputies. They'll slap us in jail for disturbing the peace before we get a chance to say anything.
I don't think even Randall's crazy enough to try that in front of 1,000 witnesses.
That night-crawling varmint is liable to try anything.
Well, we'll find out. Start moving up toward the platform.
Randall hasn't even seen us yet. He's just getting ready to step up and make a speech.
Yeah, there he goes. Let's move a little faster.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow citizens of our fair city of Iron Mountain, this is a day of decision.
All right, Jim, up we go. Come on, Jingles.
This is like stepping into a cave full of wildcats.
Just a minute. What's going on here?
We just want a minute to talk to the crowd before you start your speech, Mayor.
This is an outrage. This is my political rally, and I won't have it broken up by a bunch of gun-slinging hoodlums. I'm responsible for the peace of this town, and I'll have you all thrown into jail.
You're already wearing a bandage on one arm, Mayor. You want to try for another one someplace else?
Dukes, get some of your police force up here and take these men to jail.
You've tangled with Bill twice already, Deuce. You want to try it again?
I think I'll stay down here.
That's better. Now, quiet down, folks. Quiet down. Take it easy. In case you don't know who we are, I'd like to introduce United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Thanks, Jingles. Well, folks, I'm here to see that the editor of your newspaper gets a chance to talk to you without any trouble. Here he is, Jim Carlin.
I won't take much time. I just want to say that when I came here, I found out that the government of Iron Mountain wasn't strictly honest.
Now, hold on.
Shut up, Slick.
I don't think any of you know just how crooked the men who run this town are. Well, the facts are all in today's paper. That wagon at the door of the hall has a copy for each one of you. Get your copy and read it before you listen to any more of Slick Randall's fine policies.
That's enough out of you, Carlin. Deuce, get the boys out there and confiscate that wagon.
You're out of luck, Slick. You can't keep the public in the dark anymore.
I'll get you for this, Hickok.
Billy's got a derringer. Now he's got to get that arm bandaged up all over again.
I was ready for that, Slick. Your kind usually carries a sneak gun.
Slick, let's get the boys together and get out of town. This crowd's liable to tar and feathers when they read that story.
Just stand where you are, Deuce. You ain't going nowhere.
Bill, I think we better take these gents and lock them up in their own jail.
You know, that's a good idea. It'll protect them from their fellow citizens.
Bill, the town of Iron Mountain can't thank you and Jingles enough. I think we can depend on the citizens to take it from here and elect an honest mayor tomorrow.
Glad we could help, Jim. Well, Jingles, let's get these Jaspers to jail, then get down to Peabody Junction in time for the next train.
Peabody Junction? Jim, why don't you run for mayor yourself? And promise that if you get elected, you'll find some way to get to your town without going through Peabody Junction.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll be back again on Monday.
You bet, Guy, when Wild Bill and Jingles stir up a hornet's nest.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Choo-choo, choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal that's good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats. All in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Herb Butterfield, Vic Perrin, and Jim Nusser. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!